God has given me my wages. I want to talk to you about how the Lord desires to provide for us, regardless of the world economic situation. In the book of Genesis chapter 30, verse 18, the Bible says, Leah said, God has given me my wages. Why are we talking about this? Two reasons. The topic of wages is a theme in Genesis chapter 30. In verse 28, it says, Name me your wages, and I will give it. Verse 32, And these shall be my wages. Verse 33, When the subject of my wages comes before you. Why are we talking about this? Because it's a theme in our chapter. As we press through the scriptures, there may be themes that make people feel uncomfortable. That's fine. If it's in the Word of God, they need to be addressed. The second reason why we are looking at this topic is because I believe it is greatly pressed upon the heart of our Heavenly Father. There is a serious lie that is circulated through God's people, saying that God will not provide, that He cannot provide, that He does not want to provide. There is a lie saying that Christians should not ask God for help, or for financial provisions, or for blessings. These are lies that need to be renounced in the name of Jesus Christ and replaced with the truth found in God's Word. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, Abraham called the name of the place Yah Yireh, the Lord will provide. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 and 36, we see a miraculous event take place when the Egyptians freely give their articles of silver and gold and clothing to the children of Israel as they depart from Egypt in the Exodus. Those were gifts freely given to the Israelites by God. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? God is a God who provides, and God's economy is not our economy. It is crucial that we replace the lies with truth and make some declarations into the heart of the Father. Luke chapter 7, verse 42 says, And when they had nothing with which to repay, He freely forgave them both. Come on, press into this and declare with authority. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that my debts will be miraculously forgiven. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 3 says, Their father gave them great gifts of silver and gold and precious things. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, my Father, whether earthly or heavenly, will give me great gifts of silver, gold, and precious things. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 11. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which He swore to your fathers, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hone out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare supernatural gifts, blessings, and provisions provided by your hand of grace. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 132, verse 15. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with food. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare abundant blessings and that the needs of the poor will be satisfied. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord be glorified. In a concluding note, the book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7 says, Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out, when you see the naked that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh? The accumulation of these gifts and the provisions of the Lord is not for us necessarily to hoard them, for us to be lazy, but to share what the Lord has blessed you with, to bring the poor into your house, to clothe the naked, to help people in need. As the Lord pours out into you, may you pour out into other people. May you be blessed above all measure. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.